Recorded Books presents Under a Neon Sun by Kate Gale, narrated by Morgan Hallett. A quote from The Day of the Locust by Nathaniel West. The sun is a joke. Oranges can't titillate their jaded palates. Nothing can ever be violent enough to make taut their slack minds and bodies. Chapter 1. February 10th, 2020. When I wake, I don't know where my bra is. It's important to have a bra. If you don't have one and you go to a job interview and they see your tits, they'll think you want to fuck them, and that's sending the wrong message. Since I'm at the bottom of the American barrel, sending messages of any kind to employers other than, please give me a job before I die, is unwise. I live in my car, and I only have one bra. It has to be around here somewhere. I don't like to sleep with the bra on. It's a little scratchy. For those of you who've never worn a bra, let me be honest. You aren't missing much. It's a little stretchy thing that goes around your body and says to your breasts, wake up, look straight ahead, and look perky. I find my bra under the passenger seat. Very strange. I must have been having weird dreams. I remember one dream. I had a map of America, and the whole thing was on fire. Then I doused it with milk, and it was wet and crumbling. A crumbling America in my fingers. I keep a map of the United States in my glove box in case I ever get the chance to drive across it. I'd like to see its corn and grain, its trees and rivers, the other shining ocean. On the way, maybe some mountains, trees and lakes. What a thing it would be to see the Mississippi. On top of America, floating above it, are all the people who went to expensive schools and make a lot of money. I work for those people, and they think they worked hard and deserve everything they have. Smile, they tell me, and I do. Smile and people will like you and give you what you need. Well, it's a whole lot easier to smile and look beautiful when you went to a good college, live in a fancy house, and have sheets to sleep on at night. Sheets must be nice. I pull on my flip-flops. I step out into the cool morning light, threaded down through the trees, and I grab my tissues from the glove box and head for the trees to pee. When I get back, I open the back of my car. The back opens up and stays open, and I slip into my sleeping bag so I can enjoy waking. The great thing about a hatchback car is that you can sit in the car and have it open and look out at everything. I sit up and stretch out my legs and feet. I see mostly trees. I pick up a journal and write a few pages. This is the best part of my day. I'm alone. No one wants anything from me. Everything I own is in sight. I wish for the millionth time for a dog or a cat, but when you're living out of your car, it's just not fair. I see other homeless people, tent people, with dogs, but I can't see myself doing it. I have a car and a job, which means the dog or cat would be left in the car and it would die. The only way it works to be homeless and own a pet is to not work at all, and my plan is to get out of my situation. I'm saving money. I'm going to get out. Once I've started to wake up, I turn on music. Later in the day, when I'm cleaning houses, I listen to Tom Waits, Lou Reed, Nina Simone, PJ Harvey. But in the morning, I can't bear words. I listen to jazz and classical music, Monk and Mozart. Listening to classical music in my car feels like I'm in a little symphonic space. Once I'm listening to my work music, I'm in a marching mode. I chose this parking spot well. The woman who owns this Topanga property is aware that I'm parking here, but she doesn't mind. I stopped at the woman's house and explained my situation as briefly as possible. Normies don't want to hear it. I keep it short. That's what the other homeless people always remind me. This woman's property is the first consistently safe parking space I've found for months. No police rapping on my window, no other homeless people asking for stuff. No men trying to break into my car when they see a woman sleeping alone. The woman
Sample complete. Ready to continue?